HMH Audio presents Surrender, written by Ray Larriga, translated from the Spanish by Carolina de Robertis, read by Michael Patrick F. Smith.
Who lives longer than 40 years? I'll tell you who. Good-for-nothings and fools. Fyodor Dostoevsky. I found the other people by going in the opposite direction. Thomas Bernhard. I hate rabbits. Eddie Cochran. 1. There is no justifying our optimism. No signs give us reason to believe things could get better. Our optimism grows by itself, like a weed after a kiss, a talk, a good wine, though we have very little of that left. Surrender is like that too. The poison of defeat springs up and grows during a bad day. With the clarity of a bad day, spurred by little things that, in better circumstances, wouldn't have hurt us. And yet, if the final blow happens to come right when we're at the end of our strength, manages to annihilate us. Suddenly, something that we wouldn't even have noticed before destroys us, like a trap laid by a hunter whose skill outpaces our own. A trap we didn't pay attention to because we were distracted by the lure. And yet, why deny that we ourselves, while we could, hunted in the same way, wielding traps, lures, and grotesque but highly effective camouflage? Anyone who looks carefully at this house's garden can easily tell that it's seen better days, that the drained pool isn't out of place with the buzz of airplanes that punish us nightly. Not only here on this property, but throughout the valley. When she comes to bed, I try to calm her, but the truth is that I know something is collapsing, and we won't be able to build anything new in its place. Each bomb in this war rips open a hole we won't be able to fill. I know it, and she knows it, although we pretend otherwise when it's time to go to sleep, searching for a peace we no longer find, for a time like before. On some nights, in order to dream better, we remember. In that other time, we enjoyed what we thought would be ours forever. The cool waters of the lake, we called it a lake, but it was more like a big pond, not only refreshed us on hot days, but also offered all sorts of games and safe adventures. That last thing, safe adventures, is without a doubt.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?